Hello and welcome to episode 41 of El Vinilo, the podcast that looks at the greatest albums of all time and compares them to music today. My name is Matt, and with me, the Lizard King and the Shaman of El Vinilo.
Backseat the King.
Adam and Grace. You've got it, pal. There you go. No one wants to be a lizard, but you do.
Just the King.
Right. How are you, Grace?
I'm pretty good. Pretty good, you know. I'm in another week of isolation. Getting to know the walls of my house very, very well.
It's boring, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, not your house specifically, but just all of us being stuck in our houses.
How dare you?
But yeah. And Adam, it's nice to see you.
Nice to see you guys too.
How are you?
I'm all right. Can't complain. Just living life.
That's it. Life is pretty boring, isn't it?
Very stagnant, stale.
Very stale. This is the first week I kind of got to where I'm like, right, fed up now. Sick of this. Just absolutely done in. But, you know, we'll get through it.
I'm not going to know what to do with myself when I have to start wearing real clothes and looking socially acceptable.
Well, honestly, this week I was so fed up, I put a shirt on and a pair of jeans to try, and I put some nice spray on to try and...
Some Lynx Africa. You know,
I got the Lynx Africa off my nanas and put it on.
It's very classic first lockdown, that, which is... Friday night, I'm going to dress up to go to the living room. Yeah. It's an exclusive club in the UK.
Yeah. Well, I'm all for joggers. I mean, I have enjoyed the jogger experience more than the average man. But that's a fact, you know. Can prove it. So here we are. Grace, have you seen... I mean, this is not helpful for anyone who isn't here right now, but have you seen it snowing today?
Yes. Just walked the dog in the snow. He was an official snow dog.
How exciting. A snow dog. Amazing. Adam, you posted on social media this week, yesterday, I think it was. And, you know, we have never had so many responses to anything ever. And the question was, which way do you face in the shower?
Super important.
An important question. We had a lot of responses to that. I think we had over 40 responses, and that's in a 24-hour period, which is crazy. But
I didn't think it'd be such a divisive thing, because I thought it was a given. You face away from it. You know what I mean?
Most of the time.
Well, then, you put that good point, Grace, where you got to rotate, which I understand. For washing my head, see, the thing is, I have a two-way system. Washing and just general standing and enjoying the shower, a face away. You know, do me singing, brush my teeth, all that. Because I brush my teeth in the shower.
That's wrong.
It's not. Oh. And then when my hair's getting done, because I got quite a lot of hair, humble brag. then I face towards the shower. I don't know why, but that's
just
the way.
You wash your hair facing the shower?
Yeah, I do actually, yeah. And I don't know why, but that is something that
you know
I do.
That most of your hair is behind you. It's not on your face.
But that's why I kind of go like
what?
That.
That's to do with the receding hairline as well, Adam. That's what that is.
Hey, no. Strongest hairline in the game. And I will post pictures, okay? Not many things I can be proud of on my body, but I can be proud of my hairline. Thank you very much.
Amazing. Grace, so you rotate, you're like a rotisserie chicken
there. Yeah,
it depends.
Obviously, like, if you're washing your hair, Adam's wrong. You face away from the shower because your hair is behind you. And if you're washing your face, obviously you need to turn around and get the water on your face.
Well, that's what I do. So when I get in the shower...
You hair like a weirdo.
No. So when I do my hair, you get the hair product... on. I've forgotten what my hair shampoo is called. Shampoo. You get the shampoo on your hand, get it all in there, put it on your hair, lather it up, and then, possibly because I have some facial hair that this might not apply to everyone. I then bring it down to the face, give it a little rub it.
Wow.
Maybe rub it on the face as well. That's how I wash my face. I wash my face with shampoo.
Oh, your whole face?
That's my skincare routine.
That's crazy.
What's wrong with the body wash that you just used on your body?
Oh, he doesn't use body wash.
Because, no, I do. The Radox other body washes are available. The Radox, I normally start on my chest, rub that in all the way, but I don't bring it past me neck. That's weird that I don't.
Your dirty neck.
It stays, the highest it goes is my shoulders. Mm-hmm. I don't bring it up. Maybe a little bit on my neck,
why
but
can't
then
it go on your face?
I don't know, I just don't. But then I use my shampoo and I pop that.
Well, guys,
I pop that on me.
So this week, our album is the self-titled debut album by The Doors, which is very exciting. Mm-hmm. And it is from 1967. And I'm pretty sure we've done this week already.
We have. I think from when we did Aretha and a couple of other albums, I think we've done it quite a lot.
We have done it. I remember that now.
And so because of that,
yeah,
I have a biography, if Come that's on. All right. We have a little Doors biography. So, The Doors, they were an American rock band formed in Los Angeles in 1965 with vocalist Jim Morrison, probably the most famous person at The Doors, keyboardist Ray Manzarek, guitarist Robbie Krieger, and drummer John Densmore. So, a four-piece band. They were among the most controversial and influential rock acts of the 1960s, also because of Morrison's lyrics and voice along with his erratic stage persona. And the group was widely regarded as an important part of the era's counterculture. So, late 60s, obviously the hippie movement's ramping up. Summer of Love happens in 68, I believe. And they're kind of, they're a little bit pre-hippie. They're a little anti-hippie, almost. I don't know how to describe The Doors, but they're basically, they're not your peace and love hippies, but they're not also not your war is good, not hippies, if you get what I mean. They're something else.
Did you see this thing about Jim Morrison's dad?
No.
Adam, you will love this. Jim Morrison's dad was like a Navy officer or something like that, but high up in like the US military, right? And he was at Pearl Harbor, right?
Oh, wow.
Very interesting. And he goes over to Japan or something. I'm going to kill the story. But anyway, he's at the place then later where it all kicks off of Vietnam.
Right.
And he is one of the people that start Vietnam.
Wow.
So the counter-cut, like, not like, he is quite high up in the military, but he's not like the guy or whatever. Mm. But like his son becomes like this counterculture figure for the 60s.
Wow.
But he was the guy who was there and who started it.
Wow.
How crazy is that?
That's quite amazing, yeah.
Mm. Anyway.
Good fact, thanks. Good story. So, yeah, Jim Morrison as a poet, as a writer, is very, obviously, anti-everything. It's mad. So, the band took its name from the title of Aldous Huxley's book, The Doors of Perception, itself a reference to a quote by William Blake. And after signing with Elektra Records, The Doors with Morrison released 6 albums in 5 years, which is quite a lot of output from a band, some of which are considered among the greatest of all time, including The Doors, which we're going to talk about, Strange Days in 67 and LA Woman in 71. So they released 2 albums in 1 year. They released The Doors and Strange Days, which is quite incredible. They were really just in a creative mode and just really, really put it out there. They were one of the most successful bands during that time. And by 1972, The Doors had sold over 4 million albums domestically and nearly 8 million singles. Like they were just everywhere. Now, they had quite a lot of controversial moments. One such being on the famous Ed Sullivan Show. Ed Sullivan Show, obviously a talk show in America that launched the Beatles' career in America. It was one of these shows to go on. If you were a musical act, you needed to be on the Ed Sullivan Show because that's how you got big in America. So they were booked to perform, and they were told that in their song, their hit song, their single from The Doors, Light My Fire, the word higher had to be changed, obviously due to its connection to the ever-growing drug culture in the US. So higher, change it, put something else. However, either due to nerves or just not wanting to comply or not being told, Jim Morrison just sang the song how it was wrote. And obviously, in the song Light My Fire, he just belts out the word higher. Very long and loud. So he just sang it how it was wrote. They had been booked to do 6 more episodes of The Ed Sullivan Show, but they were cancelled. Those shows were cancelled, and they were told that they would never do The Ed Sullivan Show again. Which Morrison's reply to this was, "Hey man, we just did The Ed Sullivan Show." He's not fussed. He's like, "Listen, cancel if you want, but
got the t-shirt.
We've already
moving
done it
on
now. Yeah, it's out there. You can't delete it. It's done." So, another story is on December 9th, 1967. The Doors performed a now infamous concert at New Haven Arena in New Haven, Connecticut, which ended abruptly when Morrison was arrested by local police. Morrison became the first rock artist to be arrested on stage during a concert performance, which is kind of cool. The story goes that Morrison had been kissing a female fan backstage in a bathroom shower stall prior to the start of the concert when a police officer happened to come upon them. Unaware that he was the lead singer of the band about to perform, the officer told Morrison and the fan to leave, to which Morrison said, "Eat it." Great. The policeman took a can of mace and warned Morrison, "Last chance," to which Morrison replied, "Last chance to eat it." What a guy. No to that authority. Big fan. He was known to drink quite a lot and became very dependent on alcohol. And tragically, Jim Morrison passed away at just 27 whilst living in Paris with his girlfriend. The cause of his death is a mystery, as no official autopsy was performed. On his death certificate, it just says heart failure, but they never performed an actual autopsy. So some people think it might have been drugs, it might have been anything else. No one knows. So at just 27, I say he passed away, and he joined that very famous 27 club of artists, and especially rock musicians, who passed away at the age of 27. He is now buried in Poets' Corner in, and I'm going to butcher this, Père Lachaise Cemetery in Paris, with the inscription on his headstone, "True to his own spirit." But it's in, like, Greek, so I can't read it.
You need to put on your best French accent for that.
Père Lachaise Cemetery. Yeah, the Doors tried to carry on without Jim Morrison. It wasn't as successful. But, yeah, at that many albums in a short period of time, they really were one of the biggest bands of the late 60s, early 70s. And Jim Morrison really has become an iconic figure in music. Mm. And we're now going to talk about their debut album, which was a smash for them, I think. And talk about The Doors.
Yeah. Did you know that they were only around for something like 57 months? Which is just crazy for them. Yeah, before we just do some music on them, other albums that came out that year, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, which, you know, when you compare it to this album, they're both like juxtapositions, aren't they? They're quite, like, the Beatles have gone into the studio, they're doing this art pop thing, a different kind of psychedelic. And here's this live band that are like classed as like America's most dangerous band or whatever. Mm. And doing like
classic,
something really different. Are You Experienced, Jimi Hendrix, The Velvet Underground, their self-titled album. I Never Loved a Man by Aretha Franklin, which is where we talked about it. And Smile, Smile by The Beach Boys. So there we go. Shall we take a quick break and then we'll talk in depth about The Doors' debut album? Let's do it. A Amazing. So this is The Doors' debut album, and it is called The Doors, as you probably already know. And it was produced by Paul Rothchild and released in January of 1967, so it was early on in the year. And it had a breakthrough single on it, which was Light My Fire. And it, the first single off the album was Break On Through, which didn't do very well. And the record company were a bit worried about it. But then Light My Fire came out and they just became a massive success. They spent a lot of time doing residencies around California in the early days and then trying to just get this iconic sound, which I think they do end up getting and ends up being, as you said, Adam, something that, you know, it sounds very 60s, doesn't it? There's something that's about it that is just like the epitome of the 60s. And so it'd be good to chat about that. The album was produced on a 4-track machine, which is classic for the time, just really limited amount of gear. And basically they would use 3 tracks and they'd put bass and drums on 1 track, guitar and organ on another, and then Morrison's vocal on the 3rd track. And then they would use the 4th track for overdubbing. So really, to get this kind of sound, it's just something else, isn't it? Like when we, even when we record our podcast, right, there is an unlimited amount of channels that we can just click and it's there. And we don't have to wait for it. We don't have to do anything. We just have a channel list that's unending, which is just crazy, isn't it? So to think of just having 4 and to be able to just create something like this, it's just another world. And when we talk about the 60s in general and other 60s albums, like I Never Loved a Man by Aretha Franklin, we didn't talk about how it was done on machines that like basic. Do you know what I mean? And that's just so crazy, isn't it? It's so crazy. So, you know, you have to take it into consideration. But let's talk about our highlights and lowlights of the album. Grace, what have you got for us?
Okay. I, again, had low expectations. I've decided now every week I'm going to have low expectations of the album so that I can only be pleasantly surprised.
Brilliant.
And I can't be let down any more than my expectations are set at, right? But it paid off with this one because I was pleasantly surprised. That first track, as soon as that little bossa nova hit, I was like, oh, okay. Oh, here we are. Okay. We all know I love a bit of jazz. Yeah, any kind of bossa nova groove. Bossa nova is actually so hard. It's such a hard groove to do as a drummer. And I have huge respect for it. And the fact that they would throw it in on a rock album. Just chuck that in there. Come on. Just chuck in that little jazz influence. This is the time where all those kind of grooves are like big and they're coming from Brazil, aren't they? And it's like we've suddenly discovered what these are. So we're throwing them into all of our music. But I'm here for it. I'm absolutely here for it.
Do you know who does my favourite bossa nova groove?
Who?
Ringo Starr.
Come on. He could never. He could never.
Absolutely could.
Shut up. He can't even do a 4-4. Can't even keep that straight.
How dare you?
But no, I loved it. And that, and I can't believe that that didn't take off so much. And I know it was the whole, like, the controversy of the lines and things and not getting a lot of airtime. But I think that's possibly one of my favourite tracks on the album, Break On Through. Nice. I loved it. Absolutely here for it. And you can still hear that jazz influence in a lot of the other songs, a lot of the other tracks on the album. And I'm loving it. It's the drummer that has that is bringing that vibe. Apparently that drummer was quite influenced by the jazz scene. And again, I'm here for it. Absolutely. We all should be. But you can also hear on some of the tracks how their music would have influenced a lot of bands that we have today, like Arctic Monkeys. You can hear a lot of their vibes in there.
Definitely vocals.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. So I can believe that they were quite influential. I can see that. They're putting out very, very good stuff. And I thoroughly enjoyed it. In terms of low light, I know that Light My Fire is like a very popular one. I'm not sure how I feel about it. In the extended solo in the middle, when the guitar comes in, right, they have stolen that from take 5.
Ah.
Go and listen to Take Five now in hindsight. And then skip to halfway through that song. They stole. That's not their riff. Take your riff. Go give Take Five credit.
I mean, who owns a riff though, Grace? Well,
no. But back to the Marvin Gaye.
Appropriation.
The Marvin Gaye Ed Sheeran debates, isn't it? Well, Marvin Gaye, yeah. Suing Ed Sheeran for just
Honest though, Ed Sheeran stole every bit.
Yeah, but it's just a chord progression. You're telling me no one's done a... I was about to come out with the numbers then, if any. No one's done a 3-5-3-5-2. Come on.
No one's done a 32-16-72.
No one's done a
Chinese order.
But no, I still enjoyed it. I would say for me, the one that I don't like the most are probably Alabama's song. But it's not their song, it's a cover, so they're okay. Their songs are great. Mm. I like their songs. But no, I enjoyed it. It's a pretty, pretty good album considering what we have been listening to. Mm. And I enjoyed it.
Better than last week's album, Grace? Or
see, I don't know, because I was pleasantly surprised last week as well, wasn't I? I'm going to have to come back to you on that one.
Okay, cool. We've definitely gone up a level, haven't we?
We have. Like... We're winning. We're winning now.
Yeah, whether it'll stay like that, we'll wait and see, won't we? Mm. But... What do you think, Adam?
I'm in a similar vein to Grace. So, Break On Through. That song always reminds me of, a little throwback here for any of the people who were slight skaters in the early 2000s, Tony Hawk's Underground 2, which was the one that they did with Bam Margera and a couple of the guys from Jackass. So it's like that song was on either the advert or the opening titles for it. Brilliant. I think Jim Morrison's got just an incredible voice. Mm-hmm. Like he does this low thing, yeah. But then when he really puts a bit of power in his voice, and you hear it on Light My Fire as well, and a couple of other songs, like it's brilliant. It's just so fun. The blues and jazz influence, like you said, Grace, it's really good. I didn't know that the official term for it was bossa nova, but now I know that. I'm going to sprinkle that on. That bossa nova drum beat. But yeah, really good.
So good.
They use the organ a lot all over this album, don't they? Mm.
They love the organ.
Mm. But I like that. I think that's a little bit different. For me, the only other person I've heard from the 60s that used that type of organ sound was a little bit was Ray Charles. Mm. On Ray Charles' song, What Did I Say? It's got a similar kind of intro. Just that kind of doom, 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 doom. Kind of low end on the organ. Which they do a little bit with the doom, 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 doom. It's brilliant. I think it sets a real mood. Light My Fire, the other single, really good song. It's not as good as the Stevie Wonder version. Stevie Wonder's version is head and shoulders above it, in my opinion.
Because it's Stevie Wonder.
Because it's Stevie Wonder. And also because Stevie Wonder's version doesn't go on for about 8 minutes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Light My Fire is good, and the organ that they use is good, and it's all good, but... Come on, man. I don't need to hear it go on for that long. Honestly, like, put it down. You're not doing anything good. 20th Century Fox, I enjoyed that song. I was waiting for the actual theme song to 20th Century Fox. But obviously, it didn't happen. It's fine. Yeah, Morrison's voice, really good. Sometimes belts it out. Sometimes it's weird and mysterious. Love that. Alabama song. I thought that was a bit of a different direction. So it's not really a rock song. It's more like a Bavarian polka or something like that. It's got that kind of weird, but it's a story. This is kind of Morrison's poetic side. Although, did you say that one's a cover? I didn't know Alabama song was a cover. Who was that originally by?
Let me get back to you.
Okay. Answers on a postcard. And then the end, the song, the end, kind of sums up The Doors for me, or at least sums this album up. Great lyrics, great music, love the spoken word bit. It is just a bit long. So for a debut album, it's very kind of self-indulgent. I don't think anyone on a debut album would put an 11-minute song on it. That is a bit experimental and a bit, you know what I mean? Not if they're trying to be a famous rock and roll band. I think that's a very brave thing to do. Pays off for them. Because I've heard lyrics from the end be quoted, so definitely something that paid off for them. I don't think anyone would get away with having a debut album like this these days. You know, with your 11-minute songs on there that are a bit out there. But overall, yeah, pleasantly surprised. Really enjoyed it. And I think I'd like to listen to some more Doors albums just to see what else they've got.
More I'm intrigued.
Gems. Yeah.
Cool.
Alabama Song, sorry, was written and composed by German names, Bertolt Brecht and Kurt Weill.
That explains the German polka sound. That makes a lot of sense.
It's from the 20s or the early 30s.
It was written for an opera.
Yeah.
And David Bowie did a version of it.
Oh, I've run out of noises to make it.
Yeah, very interesting. So I enjoyed this album. It's like the beginning of psychedelia, isn't
it?
Like it's definitely got that kind of thing about it. It's really great. And I didn't think there was... It's more psychedelic than the Beatles, isn't it? And that juxtaposition of where, like, I don't know, sometimes I just think, oh, 60s, we've got the Beatles, we've got the Stones, which I don't really like the Stones. We've got Beach Boys. And that's all I really think about, like, just those three. And actually, like, just to hear another band smashing it, open my eyes a little bit. I enjoyed it. There's classic songs on this album, Break On Through to the Other Side. It's just a classic song, isn't it? Great song.
Absolutely.
Light My Fire is a classic song. I agree with you, Grace, that this isn't the best version of it. But, you know, they wrote it. So there's something special about Jim Morrison, right?
I agree.
I kind of fell in love with him a little bit. And I wasn't expecting to do that. Yeah, I don't know why, but like there's just something very mysterious about him. He's very handsome. Like literally just fell in love with him. And his voice, the same as what Adam said, like it's so deep. And then he belts it and there's so much passion. And then when I was like researching and found out that he like actually didn't really like his voice and was a bit paranoid about it, I was surprised. I was like really like wow, that's amazing. But I guess I kind of think like how do artists who don't think they've got a good voice, like why do they do it then? Why do they keep going? How do they keep going? But it's kind of like that showmanship or that poetry, or they just have to do it. Like that's just what they do. Like it's like saying, I don't know, something, stop being the very most basic part of yourself. It's impossible. This is just who he is, do you know what I mean? And I think like lyrically it's pretty dark in places, darker than a lot of other albums at this time. Talks a lot about death, a lot about sex and love. But in clever ways, it's not just like right there. Like, so you know when the Beatles were doing any of that stuff? They were clever about it, but they would just say like, I want to turn you on. Do you know what I mean? Like,
they weren't subtle.
And that, there's no subtlety to that as well.
Do you know what that requires though? Maturity.
On the lyric, I want to turn you on, that's not necessarily about sex. I think turn you on was turn you on to drugs and stuff like that at the time.
Yeah. But what I mean was... and I hear that. But what I mean is like, when a few years earlier, the Doors do it, and it's like, break on through to the other side, what does that mean? Well, you know, it's open for, you know, discussion, whereas I want to turn you on is pretty much
it's
like
black and white.
Yeah. So anyway, it's not a criticism of the Beatles.
Of course not.
You know, I'm here for both. Some people aren't, but I am here for both, you know. So I just thought it was really great. This does sound great, doesn't it? I'm not sure I love it. Probably won't listen again. Which is, I don't know why it is. It's too much organ for me, I think. But just too much of it. But yeah, and like I love the guitar. They do sound great as a band though. And there is a jazzy quality to them.
I just think the drummer is great. The drummer's doing bits the whole way through.
Yeah, and the guitars, like the whole band are doing bits, but everyone just kind of focuses on Jim Morrison because he has this like aura around him, which I think is hard for those other guys because they really are really great.
Yeah, very talented.
Yeah, and I think, like, you know, on Break On Through to the Other Side, when they play quietly, they do a great job playing quietly, and then they smash it through. Like, when you remember, there were three tracks, and the drums and the bass were on one, and the guitar and the organ were on the other track. They do such a great job. They're such a great jam band. Like,
do you know,
I mean, they're not a jam band, but they are, do you know what I mean?
The electric guitarist, Robbie Krieger, I don't know. Apparently, he had only been playing electric guitar for 6 months.
Wow.
When he joined the band.
Wow.
Yeah, I heard about that because he played like flamenco guitar. Crazy. Where did that come from?
What the
Grace.
No.
That's where it came from. Oh. Oh, it was Adam, no, was it? But he played flamenco guitar before picking up the electric. And he actually kind of found it really hard going from that, like, so there's no, like, you won't hear a pleck anywhere, do you know what I mean? Or, like, any, like, palm muting, or what you call it, like, that chugging. There's no chugging, you know what I mean? It's all, like, fingers and just...
It's
beautiful. Really great guitar. But, yeah. Amazing. Well, shall we take another little break?
Yes.
And we'll compare it to Wonder by Shawn Mendes.
Yes.
Come on. Amazing. So welcome back. We're going to talk about Wonder by Shawn Mendes. And Wonder is the fourth studio album from Canadian singer Shawn Mendes. It was released in December of 2020. And it was supported by singles Wonder, which is title track, Monster with Justin Bieber, and Call My Friends. In a statement, Mendes said of Wonder, "It really feels like a piece of me has been written down on paper and recorded into song. I tried to be as real and as honest as I've ever been. It's a world and a journey and a dream and an album. I've been wanting to make this for a very long time. I absolutely love it. Thank you for being by my side for so many years. I love you all so much."
Wow.
And I tried to read that sincerely, but I did a terrible job. So let's talk about it. Grace, what did you think?
Why are you still laughing?
I don't know. I just found it funny reading that quote. It just got more and more serious. I'm more heartfelt than I thought. This is ridiculous.
It's adorable. I enjoyed it. I've never, again, I feel like every time I talk about an album, I'm like, I never really listened to this. And it makes me think, like, what do I listen to? But I haven't listened to a lot of Shawn Mendes. But maybe I'm going to because I enjoyed this. There's a couple on here that are like, I don't know, album fillers. Every album has an album filler, I suppose. There's a couple on here that are a bit like that. We just boshed it out, pad out the album a little bit. That'll do. Do you know what I mean? We need to put some on. Let's put some more on. But there's a few on here that I think are genuine little gems. The intro.
Yeah.
Now, it ends very abruptly, which confuses me. I don't know why it ended the way it did. It really confused me. But if it had ended properly, stunning. I enjoyed it. Great intro. Beautiful. Second track, Wonder, again, loved it. 24 Hours, possibly my favourite on the whole thing. It was beautiful, nearly had me in tears. Who is this girl that you love so much? Is it Camila Cabello? Don't know, but I'm here for her. You treat her like a princess. You treat her like a princess, Sean. I know you do. Adorable.
Absolutely. I know you do.
Adorable. The middle of the album gets a bit wishy-washy. That's where a bit the fillers are. Call My Friends, Dream, Song for No One. All right, yeah, well, it is for no one. It's a bit boring, isn't it? Like,
wow.
No one's that interested. But, you know, good old JB coming on.
JB.
Monster, great one. I'm enjoying it. I'm here for it. And it's deep and it's sad in a way. It's very raw. And I appreciate how, I don't know, that they've put into words basically how the music industry has just really ruined their lives. Which is heartbreaking, but it happens. And yeah, call them out. Call them out, Sean and Justin.
100%.
You know what I mean? I'm sorry that it happened, but I'm glad you put it into music and that you're in a better place.
I'm really sure he'll appreciate an apology from the smallest podcast in the world. Hey. But,
hey. Greatest.
That's not what India thinks.
I'm sorry. Shout out to all our Indian listeners. Amazing.
But I just love it. I just think he's such an innocent... I just get little boy vibes. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's just an innocent little boy.
And that is definitely what every man wants to wants somebody
what, every, to feel from them. Every man in like their mid-20s. 20s.
He's like, he's not in mid-20s. He's like just turned 20.
Pretty sure he's my age, if not a year younger.
Let me find.
Watch him be 29 and watch you eat your words. Yeah.
Watch him be 43 and he's just perpetually younger.
He's not Matt.
Oh, love to see him.
He is 22 years old. Thank you. Fair play. 22. A little bebe.
A little bebe.
And he needs to be protected because his heart is too pure and you can hear it in his music. He's ready for a heartbreak and I don't want to hear it.
I don't think Camille Cabello is going to break his heart. They lived together during the quarantine.
They what?
They lived together.
No, they got moved married.
In. No, they moved in together during the quarantine. Beautiful. Or something. Like
good.
That.
This is the kind of news that I don't care about. Two people live together in quarantine. Bored off.
Wow.
That is not interesting.
Wow.
What, release an album, have you? Whoa, you both live together? Shut up.
Don't be upset that you made it to your 40s without releasing an album.
Oh, wow.
Piss.
Oh. Now we're going to have to censor another episode. Thanks, man.
Yeah, we will. Yeah. Don't thank me. Thank yourself.
But that's it. I was here for it. Not for every track, but I was here for a lot of it.
Amazing. Adam, thoughts?
My thoughts.
What do you think?
Now, I'm going to be honest here. I'm a big fan of the Shawn Mendes. Honestly, he's wrote some great songs. His voice is amazing. You know, he's not writing the next Abbey Road. He's not writing anything groundbreaking. It's your standard pop stuff. But I think it is your standard pop stuff, but it's a little bit better than what's out there at the moment. Him and Charlie Puth. Charlie Puth is obviously more musical, but I think the two of them are quite comparable. But I'm just more of a fan of Shawn Mendes. Honestly, I could listen to his voice all day. It's great. The album, it delivers for me. It's a standard pop stuff, sure, but it's got them deeper, vulnerable moments. And you know how we were talking about, you know, your Phoebe Bridges and your and the other earlier artists that we listened to. Yeah, that vulnerability that's coming in more and more in pop music. People buy it because people now, they don't want to hear about how many girls you're going after in the club. No one's bothered anymore. Like now, people want a bit of reality and a bit of vulnerability.
Don't want shorties via Ben Hill and dance floor.
Somebody call 911.
They don't need that anymore. We're done. No one's fires burning on the dance floor. It's a pandemic.
What we do want is two people living together in quarantine. Oh, so precious.
No, but people now, you know, they want to tell me about when you last cried in the shower. Mm. And were you facing the shower? Were you facing away from the shower? Tell me in a song. You know what I mean? People want to know. Because there is, and don't get me wrong, if you're being cynical, you say, well, just being vulnerable because it sells now, which is very, very cynical. Mm. But yeah, I like it. Wonder is a great single. Great song, great single. Love that. Higher switches up, getting funkier, poppier. Favourite song, though, might just be Teach Me How to Love. It's a bop. It's clearly about sex, but it's a bop. It's an absolute bop. And I just think it's funky. There's some moments like you'd expect him to maybe after the first couple of songs, okay, it's all going to be possibly ballads or it's all going to be like your lo-fi stuff. But then this one comes in and it's a little bit more fun. Monster.
Nice.
Bit of the Biebs. And I'm not mad about it. You know what I mean? If you look through my Twitter from 2010, 2011, it's the most anti-Bieber Twitter you could ever see. It's awful.
You are the worst.
It comes up on my time up. I'm like, hey, Justin Bieber, go die. Awful.
Wow. Do you know this song? He wrote this about people like you.
Exactly. I've changed my opinion. After his album, what album was it? But with which had all the hits on, like, Where Are You Now and all that.
Oh, that was good.
That album. Oh, my Promise? No, I don't know what it was called. I changed my mind.
I'm looking it up.
Mike, he Justin Bieber's got the voice, man. And he's a good person now. He was an idiot before, but I think he's actually a decent person. Calm down.
He's recognised his mistakes. Boy.
Got married, you know what I mean?
Purpose is the album.
That album has about 5 back-to-back hits.
Slams.
Let's talk about Justin Bieber for a second. but I remember when that album came out, when Purpose came out, everyone, it doesn't matter who you were, whether you were a hardcore rap fan, a metal fan, like, everyone was like, my goodness, this is, like, incredible. What Do You Mean? Sorry. Love Yourself. Those, like, songs, back to back to back to back. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Sam, honestly, just shout out to the Biebs for redeeming himself and just putting himself on killer tracks like Monster. Overall, my final thoughts. A pretty decent album. Ticks all my pop boxes. So it does. I got pop boxes. They're ticked. Awesome. If you get a chance, I don't know whether it's on Spotify, but it's definitely on Apple Music. Check out the deluxe version if you can, because it's got the Live Lounge cover of Can't Take My Eyes Off You, which he does, which is very good. Very, very good.
But that is good.
Sam, overall, give me more Sean.
All day, air day.
All day, air day.
But Matt, what did you think of this album?
Yeah. Great question, Grace. Thanks for asking. I thought it was really poppy, but not super obvious. I thought the sounds on the album were really carefully picked out. Chord sequences are really great. Very well done from Sean. This isn't just another pop album or just like a pop sing. You know, when we listened to Little Mix and no one, it was just
bland.
It was just nothing, yeah. Wasn't it? You know what I mean? Bland, yeah. And there were good moments, but it was just for the sake of it. This was like, well done, and like his heart put into it. Yeah, the intro I thought was really great. I started singing The Black Parade by My Chemical Romance over the top of it, and it went really well. So maybe I'll release that on Instagram this week. But really cinematic, beautiful chords, just really great. Wonder was a great song, enjoyable. You know, I enjoyed the album. Will I listen again? Probably not. But, you know, I really liked it. And, you know, his this is a Grace comment right here, but Is his voice too perfect? Yeah, too perfect.
No, I don't. I think his voice is good. He's got a bit of a range to his voice. I think he's got a really good voice.
That's what I mean, it's too good.
But I think he is just that good. I think there's minimal auto-tune on his voice.
Because when you...
I tell you now, you're not right.
There is a lot. But when you listen to some of his live performances, he can sing like that.
Oh, yeah, I bet you can. Well, they can use the auto-tune live as well. I mean,
well, now you're just making me doubt everything I've ever heard. No. What the hell?
No, listen, right, listen. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm saying it's just too perfect. It's too clean, the production. That's all I'm saying.
It is very well.
You want some rough around the edges.
Like last week's David Bowie's, like, you can hear, like, the nasally tones in his voice, you know what I mean, at times.
Yeah, but I don't think that's better. I don't want to wear your nasaliness.
It's depth.
Could it be, though? And it most 100% is autotune, but could it just be also that Shawn Mendes has more of a training? David Bowie, in those days, no one's going to go, right, we're going to give David Bowie vocal lessons, because he's already made his millions and his debut album's success.
Yeah.
Whereas Shawn Mendes, even now, it's like, right, you've had 3 number ones, you're still going to have vocal lessons because you can always improve.
Yeah, that's it.
So I think it might be a bit of that as well. But no, I think he is definitely very well produced.
And David Bowie has, like, I imagine when he released that album, as a JD and coffee for breakfast or whatever, and then just hasn't eaten in 24 hours.
Still high as a kite.
Yeah.
yeah, just belts out an album. Mm. Whereas I imagine Shawn Mendes is a little bit different than that.
Don't even think he drinks. You know, the man's like,
which is good. Like, I mean, I'm all for that. And you know,
he's just a nice boy.
Yeah, I'll be Mother Morality this time. Do you know what I mean? I'm here for that.
But then he's a bit too nice. You know what I mean?
No.
People who are that nice, do they hide a little bit of a darker
I don't want to know.
You know what I mean? It's like Stephen Mulhane, the TV presenter over here.
Stephen
Mulhane is too nice. There's something sinister about it.
Mm. I love Stephen Mulhane.
Yeah, everyone does. But can you think of anything that he's actually ever done? No, exactly. Like, done wrong.
Yeah, in for the penny. Out for
no,
the pound.
No, like, done wrong.
Oh, sorry. No, I thought he meant just shows he's done.
Scandals ever. Bit too clean.
Some people just don't do bad things.
No. They do all the bad things. They just do it in secret in their basement.
Just get away with it.
In their basement.
They just get away with it.
Amazing. Well, would you rather The Doors or Wonder by Shawn Mendes?
This is hard.
That's the questions, isn't it?
Look at that. Do you want me to go first? I'll go first.
Mm.
For me, Shawn Mendes.
Mm. Come on.
Controversial opinion, possibly. But I'm going for Shawn only because the Doors one, for me, the songs that I like, they're there, but they're very few. It's basically Light My Fire and Break On Through. And the Light My Fire, I like the Stevie Wonder version. So really, it's Break On Through. Like, the other songs are okay, but like, meh. Whereas Break On Through, I'd listen to that over and over again. Whereas Shawn Mendes' album, I'd probably listen to them time and time again. I think some of them were really, really good. So, Shawn Mendes wins it for me.
It's hard to compare a band to a solo artist.
Mm.
Because what you've got with The Doors is a group of very talented musicians.
That's a good point.
All individually talented and who produce.
Or a little boy.
Or a little very talented boy.
Or a teeny tiny boy.
But I think I agree with Adam. If I was going to go on what I'd listen to again, I'd probably be more likely to listen to Shawn Mendes again.
Nice.
But The Doors album was good and I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Go on, Matt.
I'd probably go The Doors. Neither of them are really anything to me. But
nothing to me.
Over Vienna.
So what would you rate it out of five?
Great question, Grace. Mm. Jumping us forward with the ratings.
Let's just get right on then.
I'd probably go a 3.
Oh, that's pretty generous. Considering you thought it was
nothing. Because it is good. It's just not my style.
Mm.
It's not my vibe, man.
I'd go for 3.5. Straight down the middle.
Wow.
Awesome.
I'm gonna go for 2.8. Just over
2.8.
Half.
2.8.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, 3.5 is not half.
I could just...
No, it's not. We're all good at math.
That's why I said straight down the middle. I was like, yeah, half.
You want 2.5?
I just skated over it. I thought, let's just let her have it. It's out of 7, sure.
All right, I'll keep 2.5. It's good. I said it.
It's rubbed off on you. Our bad maths, Grace. Tell you what. I love just, I mean, somewhere in the world, one day, I don't know when, there'll be a guy who loves The Doors who goes, oh, these guys are covering The Doors. I'll listen to what they say. And then they get 40 minutes into this podcast and Adam goes, I'd take Shawn Mendes over The Doors, right? And it absolutely triggers
them. It's going to upset some people.
And something happens where they just kick off and we get a 1-star review from that man. And I'm here for it.
I apologise in advance to that man. That one man.
It's all just opinion.
It's all just opinion. No fact here.
We're also very sorry to anyone who likes Neil Young.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for you, Grace. You just haven't seen the lights, I tell you what. Adam's the same, I'll tell you what.
Young man, look at my air. Just get a bit of bassy voice. And I know I shouldn't be saying that with my timbre of my voice. It's ridiculous. However.
Is it timbre or timbre?
I'd say timbre.
Oh, I always, It's one of those words I've never heard read out. I've
Timber's
just read
like
it.
A tree.
Yeah, but it's spelled T-I-M-B-R-E.
To be fair, it is.
So timber?
But it's not.
Timber.
But it's not. It's not.
Timber. Well, I have been saying Timber. That wrong. There you go. Well, then you know what? Well, spell it properly. Go. Musicians, yeah. Spell it with an A.
It's not. They're not English words. That's the point.
So?
Amazing. Guys, are we ready to quiz?
Born ready.
What time is it? 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 It's quizzing time. Quizzing time. Quizzing time. Hurry up, hurry up.
Okay, so we all know how this works. It's 3-1 to Adam.
I swear it was 2-2.
I swear it wasn't.
Not even close.
And in this quiz, what you do is it's a classic game of who are you?
Who are you?
Exactly, and you have to guess. Okay, don't sing anymore because you know we can't have that on the podcast. and I'm going to give you some facts and you have to tell me who I am. Okay.
Okay. Ready.
So, guys, I don't want to go there, but there is an extra point available this quiz time.
For me.
Now, Grace, don't get excited because it means Adam could win the quiz.
It's Adam will win
is it
the quiz.
An extra point is in like a bonus point when we learn who someone is.
It's a bonus point if you can tell me what connects all three of these people. And the first person to shout out with the connection gets the point. So it can be at any point.
Okay. Oh my goodness. I'm so ready.
So we're like doing double quiz.
Double quiz.
Okay.
Double quiz. I feel like it needs a little something there.
I was born on the 1st of March, 1994.
26.
Actually, great math. Thank you.
Thank you.
Who's 26?
Who's 26? Hold on.
Who's 26?
A lot of people, Grace.
Okay, go on, Matt.
Sorry.
Grace, how old are you?
I'm 24. Adam, how old are you?
Who's 20?
I'm 25. But next month, guys, I will also be 26.
Right. Okay, Matt, go.
I was discovered by Scooter.
Come on,
the
Grace. I didn't say my name, I just said
like the mascot of Crash Bandicoot.
I love that mascot. So
Justin Bieber.
It is Justin Bieber. Well done.
Can I get the connection?
No.
Oh my good gracious. Adam, what's the connection?
All discovered on YouTube.
No.
Oh,
ha! 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 Okay. Imagine if I'd have got that.
Okay.
Go on.
Okay.
Okay.
Next person. Ready. I was born November the 12th, 1945.
I don't know.
45? Jesus.
I
embarked on my musical career in the 1960s.
Didn't
moving
everyone.
To moving to Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
joining Buffalo Springfield.
Buffalo.
Adam.
Neil Young?
It is Neil Young.
Oh, shut up.
Thank you. Can I go for the connection again?
There is no connection between Neil Young and Justin Bieber.
Well, there must
Can I go for it?
You can.
Are they all Canadian?
Oh.
They are all Canadian. Wow.
I've won the quiz.
I was born August the 28th, 1965, in Canada. in Windsor, Ontario.
No.
Wait. I don't know any other people that are Canadian.
My first name is Eileen.
Come on, Eileen.
Just a clue for you. They do not go by Eileen.
Thank you.
Gather that. Succeed.
I have sold over 100 million records.
Asm. Celine Dion.
It's not Celine Dion.
Oh.
Hey.
She might not be that old. Okay. I don't think, what's her name? Carry on.
How old? This is an old person.
Oh, go on.
You can't guess.
He's out.
That's fine. Ah. I mean, I'm not, because I can answer surely on the next clue.
Yeah.
Which is the way we've been playing.
I think he should be out.
So if you want to do that clue, Matt.
Yeah. I was raised in Timmins, Ontario, and I'm
just going to keep going.
You're the worst.
Is it Shania Twain?
It is Shania Twain.
There we go.
Oh, goodness sake.
Thank you.
Ow.
I love my Canadian women. Shout out my Canadian women. Maple
Who
syrup yourself. Come on.
Knows. Stop. Ew.
Oh, Canada.
Grace, this has been a bloodbath.
If only it had been a whitewash.
Hey, I got Justin Bieber.
So really, I mean, Adam got the bonus points as well. But that only makes it 4-1 for the quiz, doesn't it?
Mm.
So, you know. Mm.
There's still a chance.
It's all on next week.
What?
It was about 9-1. When it was me and you against each other, Matt, and then I still won.
It's done. It's finished. What more can you want?
Tortoise and the hare.
No.
You were going to take a nap beneath the tree at some point, and I'm going to storm on past.
I had me full 8 hours the night before. I'm good. There's no napping. Your turtle soup, mate. See you later.
Turtle soup.
What time is it? It's quizzing time.
Amazing. Would you like to know what next week's albums are?
Yes, please.
Grace, things are about to get better for you.
Come up. Hit me.
We're listening to John Lennon and the Plastic Ono Band.
Absolutely amazing.
I was so excited for a minute.
And let me tell you, if you thought January 2021 was depressing, this is not John in a happy mood.
No.
So
I don't believe John ever was in a happy mood.
How dare you? He had some wonderful moments during his life.
Well, you know, we come into El Vanilla with open minds, open hearts, you know. I'm looking forward to it.
Clear eyes, absolutely. Full hearts, can't lose.
Clean hands, pure hearts.
I already prefer the comparative album.
God, stop it. So rude.
Well, it's probably true, because do you want to know what the comparative album is?
What is it?
Songs for the Drunk and Broken Hearted by Passenger.
Passenger.
Oh, what a man.
I've not actually listened to this yet.
I haven't, but it's going to be glorious.
Yeah.
We've got another Passenger album, which is so exciting.
What a man.
Spoiler alert, we'll get it out now. Grace prefers that to the John Lennon album.
I think
don't bother listening,
tough...
guys. It's all you need to know.
That might be a tough one, though. This could be a good week. This is two very good artists. This will be an interesting one.
I mean, but no one compares to John Lennon, do they?
No, open heart, open mind.
Clean hands, pure heart. Good grief. Cool. So that's next week's albums. Adam, do you want to tell the people, you know, where they can find us, what the happy haps are.
Let them know. Folks, if you're on the socials, then follow us on the socials. Why not? Guys, we're on Instagram at Elvanila. That's the overall, the corporate account. Post things mostly on the stories, questions, polls, things like that. You can DM us, let us know some albums that you listen to. If you also want to get in touch with us other ways, we have an email address. Matt, remind them of the email address.
elvanilopodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah. Send in your thoughts, your queries, your concerns. Send them all in. What you're listening to, what aren't you listening to, what you'll refuse to listen to. Send us that. We'd love to hear it. If you want to follow us all individually on the socials, mainly Instagram, it's the only socials really, then feel free. Matt, what's your Instagram?
At Matt Courtney Music.
Grace, what's yours?
At Grace_Solmons.
And mine is at AdamCourtney95. Follow us on there if you want to. No pressure. It's all good. Yeah, if you want some merch as well, let the people know about that. It's on Teespring at Elvanilo. You can get jumpers, T-shirts, a sticker if you're in the US. US only. Special one for you guys. Yeah. Congrats on your new president, President Biden and Vice President Harris. Love to see it. Hopefully better days for our American cousins across the pond.
Thank you to Bernie Sanders for all the memes.
Indeed. Shame he wasn't made president, but that's a different topic altogether.
Hey, just on that though, right? Can I just say Donald Trump has a Diet Coke button? That is mental.
Diet Coke button?
He pressed a button and his waiter would bring him Diet Coke, specifically for Diet Coke.
Now, I'm against really anything that man did. However, that's the presidency, right? If I was the president, the first thing I'd be doing is, so how do I get things on demand? Mainly.
But all of the things to have a button for, Diet Coke.
Yeah, I mean, a Coke Zero would be better.
Not true. What would you have a button for, Grace?
Like a something special, like a caramel macchiato. Not a flipping Diet Coke from the corner shop.
I'll take my caramel macchiato now.
I think
I'll do that while I sign these executive boards.
Special, some cocktails.
I think you'd have one.
Not a Diet Coke.
You press it, and it just plays Neil Young into the White House.
That's just, you know what we're talking about is an Alexa or something.
All that your is. Alexa brings you Coke.
Yeah, it's just
table service.
Yeah, it's just a person I've kidnapped. Just call it Alexa. Just push a button. Should bring Baker. I'd have Taco Bell then. I'd have a little button. Bang. Chalupa. Thank you. I'll have that. Pop it in my mouth.
That's the next album title there. Bang Chalupa.
Bang Chalupa.
That's actually my stage name. Bang Chalupa.
That'll be the first album from Chili and Thrilly. Bang Chalupa.
Chili and Thrilly. I know what, I can hear it. Oh.
Guys, let's set it up.
Amazing.
Sounds great. I don't know if there's anything else to say. I can't remember where we were up to really.
And if you if you're listening to this on iTunes, I forgot I'm doing all the spiel. If you're listening on iTunes, please give us a 5-star review, and some words. Really helpful. Helps us out a lot. And then the most important thing, final thing, important two things. Firstly, stay safe, stay well, stay happy within yourself. Reach out to people if you need to. In the UK especially, we're in a third lockdown. Things are getting a bit tense. Everyone's a little bit... So if you need to, reach out to someone. I think it's very important. Reach out to us if you need to. Email us on the Instagram. We'll, happy to chat. And if you need to speak to someone, speak to someone. And if you have a friend, just check in on them. I think that's important to say. And then also, while you're checking in on them, just say, hey, have you heard this podcast by Elvanilo? Tell your friends about us as well. I joke, but seriously, check in on people. But also, tell your friends about us. Word of mouth is a wonderful way of getting this out there.
That's
and
it.
And I think that is everything.
I think that's everything, yeah. Have a listen to next week's albums, John Lennon and the Plastic Ono Band. Grace won't be listening, so you know we need someone else to listen.
Absolutely.
And the,
I've already written my notes. There's nothing good.
Oh gosh.
And the new Passenger album. Check that out as well. It's great to have more Passenger in our lives, isn't it? Which is really exciting. So yeah, we'll see you next week for episode 43 of El Vanilo. As Adam said, stay safe, have a great week, and we'll see you again soon.
Bye.